This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite way to spend time during the day is with us, and we're flattered by that. DJV time is 7 after the hour. The DJV Show on the air, as it were, although I don't like to use the term show. We do use that in all of our connections to the website. Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmers Show, Your Hidden Power Show, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Show. So here we are, the DJVers. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Today's National Shoe the World Today. I'd like to teach the world to shoe fly. No, this is not that kind of a shoe. Do you know that every day 500 million children around the world don't put on a pair of shoes? We think it's like secondary nature to us to put our shoes on. But half a billion children do not have any shoes to wear. So walking barefoot everywhere is a part of how people live. National Shoe the World Day is a day created to bring awareness to everybody around our country to the incredible need to help these people around the world. What do you do with your old shoes? Just toss them out? Not a good idea.
I donate. You
visit Soles for Souls if you want to donate your old shoes. S-O-L-E-S for the number, S-O-U-L-S. We ought to post this on our Facebook page, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/DJV Show. In order to help save children's feet, help us shoe the world by visiting Souls, S-O-L-E-S, for Souls, S-O-U-L-S. Donate your old shoes there. Souls for shoes, all sizes, all ages, doesn't make any difference. Souls for Souls to donate your shoes. All right, good thing. That's a great thing. All right, speaking of great things, Jennifer, what's trending beside that sort of thing?
A lot of things trending today. It's been a busy news. It's never a slow news week, but boy, lots of stories percolating from school protests and United Airlines. Larry Kudlow is trending today. He is a CNBC conservative economic commentator. He had a career that included jobs in the Reagan White House. He was on Wall Street, of course, radio and business television. And it was announced yesterday that he will become President Trump's top economic advisor as director of the National Economic Council. That position was vacated last week by Gary Cohn, who was with Trump from the beginning of his presidency. Gary Cohn and President Trump had some differences of opinion on tariffs and the use of tariffs. Yeah. Gary Cohn is more of a globalist, and Trump is more of a nationalist when it comes to the economy. And so Gary Cohn tendered his resignation to the president. Now Larry Kudlow is in. He accepted the position, and Trump made it official on Twitter yesterday. They don't agree on a lot. He's actually probably more with Gary Cohn than he is with President Trump, Larry Kudlow. But I do think that the president respects him and wants to hear what he has to say. And apparently Larry Kudlow, I didn't know this, was actually pretty integral in developing the tax reform plan that was introduced and eventually passed and just became law in January.
I thought it was kind of interesting that the president was on the phone firing on the trip out to California. He got on the phone and called up Tillerson and said, "You're fired." And on the way flying back from California, he calls up Kudlow and says, "You're hired." Not the same job. But if I understand correctly, the business with Tillerson was sort of capped because they didn't agree on how to handle North Korea. Is that true? Is
not
that
just accurate? North Korea, but Iran, Syria, Russia, China. They actually were split on about seven major issues. And I think the writing was on the wall here. I think that Trump brought Rex Tillerson in because he had a lot of recommendations. Condoleezza Rice was a big advocate of Rex Tillerson and was really pushing him to go in that direction. And I think now that Trump is settling in, I think he wants someone who's going to share his worldview a little more. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that they've been on the same page. You hear Rex Tillerson was traveling a lot, but you heard things like Jared Kushner was negotiating a deal for Middle East peace. That should really be Rex Tillerson's job. So I think that bringing in someone like Mike Pompeo is going to be a good thing because he's the one that briefs the president every day on national security. He's already up on the issues. And apparently the president respects and can communicate with him in a way that I guess is different than Rex Tillerson.
What is a typical conversation with the president? You listen and he speaks?
I doubt it. I don't think that's true. I think he actually likes to bring smart people around him and have those conversations. Okay. But I think definitely when he makes a decision, it goes. But I do think he takes information from other people.
All right. What else you got?
Lots of palace intrigue, and there's probably going to be more movement this week. So there'll be other trending stories. There's lots of talk about other positions being a little shake up this week. All right. Also trending today, an Oklahoma mom. Did you hear about this? An Oklahoma mom who once married her son is now going to jail today for marrying her daughter.
Patricia Spann and Velvet Spann. Oh my God, tell that story. What a crazy.
All right, so Patricia Spann is 46, and her biological daughter is Misty Velvet Dawn Spann, who is 26. They got married in the town of Lawton about 17 months after same-sex marriage became legal in the state of Oklahoma. Now, to get around the potential snag of their shared family name, Patricia Spann listed her name as Patricia Ann Clayton on the pair's marriage application, license application, which was filed with Comanche County. For her part in marrying her daughter 2 years after she was legally allowed to contact her children following an annulled marriage to her biological son, Patricia Spann will now serve time in jail, according to the Oklahoman.
Beyond creepy.
She pled guilty to felony.
Deranged.
Yeah, right. To felony incest. And under the plea, she did a plea deal. She'll serve 2 years in prison, followed by 8 years of probation. And then she'll have to register as a sex offender following her release.
Are those kids in serious therapy? I hope so.
26 years old. You would think old enough to know better at that point. But who knows how people are raised? It's pretty crazy. So that story trending today. Finally, a travel story for those of you with travel plans, and maybe you're headed to Detroit, maybe you're headed to Newark, Victoria, or Memphis. Visitors to airports in those three airports, Detroit, Newark, New Jersey, Memphis, may have been exposed to measles after cases were confirmed in two international travelers. This is according to health officials on Tuesday. People who received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine twice as children are considered protected for life, according to the CDC. Others who've not been vaccinated or maybe they only had one shot could come down with the disease, which can be life-threatening. In Detroit, people who visited North Terminal at Detroit Metropolitan Airport on the afternoon of March 6th were likely exposed to the virus, according to the Michigan Department of Health, and your symptoms could show up as late as next week. In Newark, passengers in terminals B and C of Newark Liberty International Airport were also exposed. Their symptoms could show up as late as April 2nd. And in Memphis, a young child diagnosed with measles arrived in Newark from Brussels and flew to Memphis International Airport that evening, exposing others along the way, according to New Jersey health officials. So be careful. If you've been flying around, just give yourself the once over.
Visualize this. Ready?
Yes.
There's a woman. The story is floating around. If you go to Facebook, there's a page devoted to this woman's story. She apparently, a lot of people in China at certain times in the year, depending on the labor that they do, get paid in cash and they put it in their pocket or whatever. And this woman had her pay in her purse. And she was told by the official at the station that she had to put her purse through the X-ray machine. And rather than part with it, she jumped on the conveyor belt and went through the X-ray machine with her bag, with her purse that had the money in it. She didn't trust not to lose it, so she went through the X-ray machine with her purse. Just imagine being at an airport and somebody
riding
through the X-ray machine.
Imagine the radiation that you get from that.
Can't be good for you, man. I'll tell you. Cannot be good for you. A lot of video still floating about. I got home yesterday to the farm, and there were about 2 feet of snow on the ground. It's light. Shoveling it around is not bad. It's going to be gone. But there's another storm, just like the one that blew through here the other day, on its way for next week. And so a lot of the video, the blizzard video, has been surfacing. I find it very interesting that people are so curious about this and the rest of the country, although it affected so many parts of the country. Maybe that's why it was as popular as it was. But okay, I mean, the thing that really I find baffling is why people are so in. The news media has so shaped our focus on things that we pay attention to or we don't pay attention to. When I was a kid, nobody would have paid any attention to this at all. It was what you grew up around. Snow, hello. Days off from school, hello. And so you clean up, and I made a lot of money as a kid. I used to go around the neighborhood with a shovel and shovel people's walks out, get paid $5 for doing it. And now, you know, you've got to have a snow blower. Nobody wants to shovel the snow. But it really is. Everything is so over enunciated, or the dealing with what is basically a day to day event. In the wintertime, it's cold and it snows. That's it. So,
but it hasn't really been like that, though, for a number of years. That's why these types of storms keep making all these headlines, because we just don't have that kind of weather pattern.
Everybody talks about global warming changing things. We get these horrible snows. When I was a kid, it used to snow. We'd measure it in feet.
Yep.
And it was 4 or 5 times a winter. We would have a foot or two of snow, and it was just considered part of
that
growing up
normal.
In New England. That's the
right.
way it was. It was normal.
But we don't have that anymore. Storms keep making. Global warming is obviously one of the reasons.
Global warming, why did it. What? That changed the amount of snow that we get as we move in? I'm talking about 50, 60 years ago when I was doing this.
Right. The planet is different than it was 60 years ago.
No question about it. Absolutely no question about it. But we're having the same kind of snows now that we did then when I was a kid. That's what I'm saying.
But we don't have the frequency. No, what I'm saying is we don't have the frequency. They just don't happen. Those types of storms were normal. My parents, or not my dad, but my mom talks about that too. Like growing up in North Jersey, it was just snow all the time in the winter. And it just doesn't happen anymore. And then when we get these big storms, we don't know how to really deal with it. And that's why it makes so many headlines.
Yeah. All right, well, we've become wimps. All of us have become wimps.
That's the guy who goes to California.
You leave every single on the eve of every one
and
of
I'm
these stores.
To
you have gotten
out
on a plane
can,
to leave.
I'm supposed to be here for a Tuesday meeting. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of here before that to go back to the West Coast. Because I don't like we don't like it. It doesn't mean it isn't real. I just don't like it. And maybe it's because I did shovel as much snow as I did when I was a kid. It spoiled me. Somehow it twisted my mind and my attitude toward the snow. How's that? Is that a good explanation or not?
Sure.
Doug Steffen with a story about life change tea. Actually, Victoria has a story. Jennifer's got a story. Kara's got a story. We're all now drinking life change tea. It is a changer. It is was it you, Kara, that said earlier, what the heck, you haven't had enough sleep? No, actually, I had a little. I've got a cup. It gets cold, but I still am drinking it. This life change tea, which is new to us. And new to you. You want more energy? That's how this stuff works. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleansing for your body to get rid of the toxins and the mold, the parasites, the bacteria that we are all. You talk about global warming, Victoria. Maybe we have a global warming because there's much more mold and the bacteria that's around, much different than it used to be. Our food is different than it used to be. You know, flashback to what I was talking about 50, 60 years ago. We didn't have a lot of pesticides in the food. We didn't have a lot of processed food. Now, today, we got a lot of it. So if you're exposed to GMOs and pesticides and herbicides and that sort of stuff, you need some nutrition to wash it out. And that's what Life Change Tea is all about. GetTheTea.com is where you get this fabulous tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Can't get it any other place. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping at GetTheTea.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again, John Travolta and a number of people that belong to the Church of Scientology singing a song praising the Church of Scientology.
Oh my God, that's so Travolta.
Creepy. That's kind of interesting. Church of Scientology in the news here at 24 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, they're going to start their own television channel. They're set to premiere Scientology TV next week. It'll be on DirecTV, available via streaming devices, Apple TV, Fire TV, that sort of thing. Some on social media call it the Leah Remini effect, since her expose docuseries has been a hit on A&E. Say that again, Doug. A&E. Aside from her, Scientology has been the subject of a number of films and television series, that sort of thing. There was an Emmy Award-winning HBO documentary called Going Clear, Scientology in the Prison of Belief, based on a book by Lawrence Wright. So, Scientology Media Productions, which is behind the network, and its content launched in May of last year, headquarters in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, if you are coming up Sunset Boulevard, there are two ways to know that Scientology is around. On the right-hand side of the road, as you come to a place, and this is sort of too little inside, nobody cares where it is, but I got a kick out of it because they've got all people think that's where Tom Cruise makes his movies, at the Scientology. That's how silly people are. So there are bus tours that stop there and talk about Tom Cruise and the Church of Scientology media center.
I bet you Scientologists are the ones who are leading that tour, and that's why they stopped by.
They're
trying to get them to go. But you know what? So this channel is going to be like the opposite of the Leah Remini expose, right? Because
this is their own damage control.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I'm really not surprised. One of the things that creeped me out the most during Olympic coverage was I saw like multiple commercials a day for Scientology, and I was like, what is this? It was very weird. Yeah. It was very much trying to make it cool and hip and trying to get people to check it out. It was very, very odd.
Checking things out now, it's time for Throwback Thursday, 26 past the hour. Top five songs from this week in 1979, which was the sort of last throes of the disco era. These are all great. If you love disco, you're going to love what we have this week for you. Number five this week in 1979 belonged to Donna Summer. It's Heaven Knows. Number five. Crank that up, Carrie. It's so frisky and fun. Most of the,
I love
disco music. I do. All right, let's see. Number four, another well-known group from the era of disco, Pointer Sisters with Fire. Woo-hoo.
Fire.
Boom, 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 boom. Not all the songs were disco during this pop era, but a lot of them were. Yes, I don't know whether you consider this. That's really a pop song, not a necessarily a disco song, but these women were known for some of the disco tunes. So four is Fire. Number three belongs to the Brothers Gibb.
Prejudice! Wow. Why did I do this to us, Kara?
Number three this week in 1979, Bee Gees and Tragedy. Number two belongs to Rod Stewart. I never thought he was sexy.
A lot of women would disagree with that.
I know. Skinny legs, ugly face. My God. A lot of people think this guy's sexy. Do you think I'm sexy? He's a good pop singer, though. I've always liked his music. Number two this week in 79.
This is like his one disco hit.
Yeah. Right.
But this guy's,
he's maintained himself over the years, done a fabulous job of doing it. I just don't see why people find him attractive. I know people go gaga with this guy. I like the drum in that last riff there, the drum. All right, number two is Do You Think I'm Sexy? Number one, disco. 3 weeks of number one, Gloria Gaynor. This is fabulous song. I Will Survive. Thank you, Secretary. Not I. I will survive. Isn't this a great song? I love this song. So that's it. Our run through of the top five songs this week in 1979. Donna Summer, Gloria Gaynor, Rod Stewart, the Bee Gees, and the Pointer Sisters. 29 after the hour on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, BMW is looking at an electrified future. The company plans on having 25 electrified vehicles, with 13 electric-only vehicles in the next decade. BMW also announced that its iNEXT electrified SUV will be shown this summer. It will have a reported range of somewhere north of 430 miles on a single charge. BMW will have an electric Mini, which will be built in China, joining the i3 and the i8 in the marketplace. The i3 is a sole electric vehicle, while the i8 is a hybrid supercar. To see these vehicles, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Some people in the news. Elizabeth Holmes. It's not the same Holmes you're thinking about. This is a lady who founded a new blood testing regime and became a billionaire, one of the youngest in the history of our country. But apparently she's not going to be able to keep that money at least if the Securities and Exchange Commission has its way, because they have charged her with massive fraud involving $700 million. The former president of Theranos also has been charged. Elizabeth Holmes came up with the idea. They raised money from investors through, according to the government, an elaborate year-long fraud in which they exaggerated, made false statements about the technology, financial performance of the company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I guess part of the ruling here is that she has to give up control of the company and much of her stake in it. They're also going to take their case against Ramesh Balwani, who's the former president, to federal court in San Francisco. This is a Silicon Valley startup valued at $9 billion, formed in 2003 by Ms. Holmes, who was 19. She dropped out of Stanford to launch the company.
Wishes she stayed and got a degree at this point.
Right. It was supposed to create cheaper, more efficient alternatives to medical tests, especially blood tests, but it's been rattled by controversy since a report in the Wall Street Journal questioning the technology and the testing methods. According to the complaint that's been issued this week against Ms. Theranos and Mr. Balwani, they knew that the proprietary analyzer could perform only 12 of the 200 tests that supposedly they were providing. So the government says Theranos misled partners about the technology. It alleges that there were third parties involved in this that were actually doing the work and not the testing done in their own facilities.
This is one of the biggest. She's lucky if she doesn't get a lot of jail time, too.
Yeah.
And I think that she will, both of them. But this was such a fleecing of investors and of the American public. She had so many people sitting on the board. General Mattis was on the board amongst a lot of other very high-profile people who bought into this, and they bought it hook, line, and sinker.
They did.
They made up the results. She had apparently had this big binder of things that she would give to investors, and the company wrote it themselves. They were supposed supposedly third-party testing and all kinds of evaluations. Yeah. It's total fraud.
Pretty smart if you can get away with it, but
yeah.
She's been caught at her own game. A lot of people are like, wow, look at this 31-year-old beauty. She's single and she got all this money. Wow, 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 wow. Well, wow, 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 wow. Turns out to be bow, wow, bow, wow. So that's that story. Okay, here's something I find fascinating. Take note of this, everybody. You know the twins that were astronauts, Scott and Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly married to the Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who got shot a couple of three or four or five years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, and so he was an astronaut, and his brother Scott was an astronaut. He's the one that stayed up for a year. Remember, he came back a couple of months ago? They are called the NASA twins. And what has happened to Scott Kelly, there has been for whatever the reason, NASA's testing his blood. And what they found out was that 7% of his genes, I'm talking about Scott's genes, did not return to normal when he came back to Earth. So, being in space for that long changed his DNA structure, so now he's no longer the same as his formerly identical twin, Mark.
That's wild.
I think it is.
Yeah, it really is.
7% of his DNA, apparently, from the DER department, longer-term space travel is going to change your genetic makeup. I actually ought to ask Dr. Ken about this. This is pretty fast. I didn't think there was anything that could change. I think that's really the headline here, that in fact this sort of thing can change your DNA, your molecular, your essence. His genetic expression returned to normal, well, at least 73% of it, when he came back to Earth, but then some of the what they call space genes have remained. So he's got mutations in his body that only could have happened to him after all this space flight. I wonder if the Russians have checked their astronauts. They've had a few astronauts that have stayed up for a year as well.
I think that the key here is the fact that he's had an identical twin up until now, really. But I think that's what's so interesting is being able to study
the difference.
The other twin, I don't think, ever went to space.
Yeah, he did go to space. He was up and down, but he didn't stay.
He didn't stay as long. Yeah, it's very interesting to see how it can affect. Now, obviously, after this is a huge story, and they're going to be following both of these guys for the rest of their lives. I don't know
Mark
how old they are, but
was in the they're in their 60s now. I think Mark was on the last space shuttle. Remember, I think he was the pilot commander of the last space shuttle, if I remember correctly. So this also has ramifications. If you're going to go to Mars and take 3 years to get there, what kind of a discombobulated mess is your body going to be when you land or you come back again? And is it radiation that causes it? Is it weightlessness that causes it? Isolation in space? Whatever it is, you will not be the same person when you go out on these explorations as you were. When you come back, you will not be the same person, literally, as you were when you left, which I think is a fascinating reality when you look at it.
Can you imagine the implications to possibly using this type of data to figure out medical treatments? Like, if there's a cancer type of thing, like if zero gravity actually helps slow down cancer or if it speeds it up. There's so many medical things about this that I think are really fascinating.
You're right. The name Bernard Victor Krehe, K-R-E-H. Does that mean anything to either of the two of you or anybody who's listening? The most famous fisherman in America. He reeled in 126 species of fish over his career. Died yesterday at the age of 93. They called him Lefty. And he lived in Maryland, as a matter of fact, Kara. Baltimore Sun reporting today. He had congestive heart failure. He is a member. He's the only person to belong to all three fishing halls of fame. Who knew there were three halls of fame?
Who knew there was one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he had. He's been all around the world catching fish. He's written 32 books about it. Had an ongoing column in the Miami Herald and also the Baltimore Sun. He designed fly fishing thingamabobbers that you stick. What do you call those shiners? That you stick on the end of a line.
You're talking to the wrong girl, Stephen.
Yeah. So anyway, he was quite a character, apparently. So that's that story. Glad to keep you up on the passing of. I think the most fascinating part of it is that there are three fishing holes.
I know, right?
Under the circumstances. United in the news, again, not for the last thing with the dog, but another item of interest which you're going to get to in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to remind those of you who are employers to work on getting the best employees. Actually, this isn't as much work as you thought it was. It certainly isn't as much work as it used to be, thanks to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so different and basically changed the game when it comes to hiring because of how they connect you, the employer, with somebody who's seeking a job, not necessarily knowing that you're the company they want to go to, but when the prospective employee puts his resume or her resume up at a job board, some one of those sites, there are lots of them, hundreds of them around. It's really, how could you imagine somebody maybe in Timbuktu is going to find you and want you to come to work for them? But that's how it works with ZipRecruiter. They match their technology. It's so smart, it matches the employer to the prospective employees because they have their hands out or their tentacles out checking all of the job boards. So within 24 hours, if you post something for X, you're going to find somebody who meets the qualifications of X if you're using ZipRecruiter.com. It is absolutely, without question, the smartest way to hire. So put yourself into that column by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Find out how well it can accomplish its goal. The main goal is to get really good employees to come to work at your company. And you don't have to do the screening. They do. They find them, they screen them, and in 24 hours you're going to have a number of good candidates to look at. Get it started by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of travel stories together here. The United Airlines situation with the dog, and they're continuing. I don't understand how this guy keeps it. I would, if I were running United, I'd get on the phone, and whoever the direct boss is for these people, look, fire him. Or look, straighten this out. I don't want another report that's negative. What's the matter with you people? I'd be pounding my hand on the table to straighten out the mess that's there. They have shelved at United. This that sort of speaks to how badly managed they are. The United Airlines management announced the shelving of plans to replace quarterly employee bonuses with a $100,000 lottery prize. The workforce was so incensed by this, they canceled their $100,000 bonus that would have gone to one lucky employee selected at random. There are also other bonuses that were supposed to be given to employees of a couple of $1,000. Some employees would have gotten vacation packages or Mercedes. The majority of United's workers, they have 90,000 employees. How do you manage that many people? What they did last year was pay bonuses pretty much to everybody because of the tax incentive. The average was like $1,500 over the course of the year. So the management said they intended to introduce a better, more exciting program, but we misjudged how the changes would be received by our employees. But they all got a piece of it before. Now only a few would get it, and the union wasn't happy. The pilots were, they just thought this was, you know, it's bad management. You don't single out people like this. I don't think you do anyway. You got to make everybody feel like they're an important part of the core, don't you? Or am I missing something?
You should, yeah. That should be the goal.
All right. Alaska Airlines yesterday went public with a lawsuit filed by an airline pilot who claims that she was drugged and raped last year by her co-pilot, Betty Pena. Said her assailant, Captain Paul England, was with her on a multi-leg trip last year. According to the complaint this morning in the Seattle Times, she said that this pilot from Nevada invited her to hang out in the lounge of their hotel during their stayover. A lot of airline personnel, this is what they do. You know, they go, they're out overnight 3 or 4 days a week, and they get to some place in Timbuktu, and they all have dinner and maybe a couple of drinks. Apparently, he slipped her a Mickey, brought her back to his room, and thus the story, and thus the suit. And she blacked out, according to the paperwork in the suit. She couldn't keep her head up. Apparently, she wasn't in great shape when she got on the plane the next morning either. She woke up in his bed wearing his shirt. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that you don't need to know about this story, but this kind of stuff. How
did
do people
go to the police?
Goes back to apparently. Well, she went to the union first, and then she went to the company. Company investigator told her hotel security video showed him, the pilot, forcibly trying to kiss her. So they got the goods on him. But you know, it's just that kind of. Well, who thinks that way? What kind of cretin?
And it's just, it's so sad to me. You know, I think for women, the emotional involvement in that kind of relationship is so important. And the idea that you could have a good relationship like that, or a good encounter with someone
right.
who is unconscious
and
you have to force it on is just, it's so unfathomable.
Say that again?
Unfathomable. There we go.
Okay,
I can't
that's
fathom
good.
It.
Fathom. You can't fathom it. Good for you. 10 before the hour. Good for all of us who are here together on the DJV show.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, ends 3/24/18.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to focus on the movies and showbiz, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chuck Curry, who normally does our movie news, is going to get an ice cream, so he's out of sight, out of mind. So much for all those Bachelor podcasts, Kara. The folks, it is the largest radio company in the world, iHeartMedia, has filed for bankruptcy, and along with it, apparently one of their most popular podcasts was of the Bachelor escapades. So what can you get on a Bachelor podcast that you can't get by watching the TV show? What was the approach, one would wonder, of taking most of those people, especially the ones of late? I'm surprised they can actually get a sentence out. Never mind.
I've never listened to a podcast. But I think, you know, you find out more about their intimate relationships and their personal lives. And you also get commentary. It's like sports. You get commentary on other Bachelor stuff.
Yeah. That's actually a great analogy. Yeah. You can watch the game, but people always want that commentary as well. So, yeah, I'm not really a Bachelor fan, so I don't personally get it, but it is big business. Social media blows up whenever The Bachelor's on.
Yeah, well,
a friend of mine actually just started.
Somebody suggested there was a movie. What would you do with a movie script? Could you write a script that you can imagine for a movie with The Bachelor?
Well, there's a TV show on Lifetime called Unreal, and it's basically the story of the production company behind a show like The Bachelor, and all of the antics that the producers pull, all the different tricks that they play, you know, with the contestants, it's unbelievable. Like it changes the way you watch shows like The Bachelor when you see Unreal, because it's based, someone who used to work on The Bachelor wrote the show, so it's got all the behind the scenes dirt. So if you made a movie of that, for sure people would go and see that.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in a moment, a battle of the gays. It's 56 past the hour.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diane is hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, so let's see who is doing what to whom here. There are a lot of rumors floating about that Kendall Jenner is gay. I don't know that that has anything to do with Sean Hayes being on with Ellen DeGeneres.
It does not.
Which, by the way, in her new article that she did a cover of, some magazine. She's not gay. Just to clarify, yes.
Okay. Well, Ellen is, and so is Sean Hayes. So apparently he showed up, and they were sort of having fun exchanging barbs with each other, teasing one another about their legacies, and it's been now referred to as the Battle of the Gays. I wonder if there's a movie here. I don't know how much movie time is spent. I was thinking to myself, is there a movie, a defining movie about the gay lifestyle? There's a movie out, there's the one that had the youngster that was nominated for Academy Award. That had Armie Hammer in it. Mm-hmm. And now there's a movie coming out about a youngster. I think it's this weekend, as a matter of fact. The movie which has Jennifer Garner. Mm-hmm. I don't remember
and
who plays
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel's
the
father.
It's called Love, Simon. Yeah. It's about a kid who's, I guess, he's struggling to come out in high school. It actually looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it does. Is this something new, though? I don't know that I've seen a lot of focus on this. Is it just because we're being more accepting of this, that these sorts of themes are becoming more popular or prevalent?
I think so, and I think as you realize how many, I think in the past people didn't necessarily realize how many people that they knew were actually gay, and as it becomes more obvious how many people in the country and in the world are gay, it makes more sense to have that storyline in more movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but it is. So it's sort of showing that you can get popular entertainment out of a theme like this. And I think it's a healthy sign myself, frankly. I don't know. I didn't actually even know who Sean Hayes was until Victoria told me.
Will and Grace.
Yeah. But that would be an interesting bit of a video, the clip between DeGeneres and him. So you'd probably find that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.